Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, let's test it out. Very first nomination, Hawkeye Jason says, Illinois kicker beating Wisconsin with that final field goal as time expired. James McCourt, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
It sounds nice and clean. Yeah, the system's nice and clean. Good. So let's get your nominations. Balls of Steel. I got another one, Charlie. Balls of... Well, I've got a balls and I've got a no balls, but let's start with balls. Balls of Steel to Jeremy Pruitt, rightfully yanking Jarrett Garantano's face mask when he went rogue in the Alabama game. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
No balls to the social justice warriors slash snowflakes for crying on Twitter about that moment. No balls.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
All right. Yeah, the system's nice and clean. Sounds good. Sounds good. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to contribute to the show. Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. Here's an email. Please pull up. See, it's not pulling up. I just clicked it and it's blank. Why would it do that? Yeah, it figures. Why would it pull up blank when it knows that I'm trying to read it? I could paraphrase it because I read it prior. Here it is. It did pull up this time. This is from Rowdy Rawhide is the name on the Twitter or on email. Says, Bill, right now I've got the Golden Gophers undefeated, the Mustangs from Dallas, SMU, the Bears from Waco, and the Mountaineers from Boone, North Carolina in the Final Four. Do you agree? Also, do you think the Tigers on the Mississippi River can get back in the hunt if they win out? Well, that's a pretty good... So the playoff committee is going to go with Minnesota, SMU, Baylor, and Appalachian State is the way Rowdy Rawhide is saying this thing ought to be going. That would be a pretty good... That wouldn't be bad. How many of you in the preseason had Minnesota to date undefeated? Actually, some people did because of the schedule. We don't get to Minnesota's real schedule until the last four games. But give them credit. Being undefeated is not easy. I don't care who you play. SMU undefeated. The Waco Bears undefeated. That's Coach Matt Rhule. And the Mountaineers from Boone, North Carolina, which is not far from the Cosby Cattlemen. Right now, 10, isn't that the number? 10 undefeated teams. Absolutely, 10 undefeated teams. You know what's interesting? Back to the Jarrett Garantano face mask tug by Proo Proo, by Skullcan. It's kind of interesting, Twitter, because I've had former players, Juice Davis, Gerald Riggs Jr., saying, you do that when we played, which they didn't, it wasn't that long ago, and you're going to get you-know-what whipped if you're going to go rogue like that on that play call. But I've seen some others like Marcus Spears, who played at LSU and in the NFL, and now is on the SEC Network. He didn't like it, and he said that, look, if you're a coach and you do that, how do you know the player's not going to punch you? I mean, there's some hot-head guys that might retaliate. Well, you know what? Maybe they would. But I think Pruitt did the I have no problem with what Pruitt did. No problem. Let me put it this way. I got one that plays football right now. And if he did something like that, ignored the play call, and did his own thing, you're the quarterback. Now, he's not a quarterback, but let's just say he was. And the coach grabbed him and tugged him like that, I'd have no problem with it. No problem. Way too soft to society right now. Way too soft. Not a problem. Now, there's a lot of snowflakes out there that probably would. That's your business. Not me. Got another nomination here, Crazy Charlie. Jeff in Chicago. Balls of Steel to Buckeye Brenda's Game of Thrones reference. It was solid. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Tabs is excited because Wisconsin lost. Balls of Steel to Lovey and the Illini, Crazy Charlie.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Jim in Jupiter. Balls of Steel to Cam Akers and Marvin Wilson, both playing out with their coach, is at the same time letting them down. Yeah. Cam Akers, Marvin Wilson playing very good ball. Balls of Steel to them, yes.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Yeah, they're balling. Jeremy says, Bill, no balls, again, no balls to the ref that walked away from Muschamp and dropped a flag on him 40 yards away, gutless and nutless. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
That's a pretty good phrase. We're going to need somebody to voice, a female, it's got to be a female, to voice. All you have to do is call in and say, gutless and nutless, and then we'll put you in the audio library. That's a good one. Gutless / nutless. Wish I'd have thought of that. Tabs has another one for you, Charlie. Balls of Steel to Bill's email, making him work harder on Monday than he really wants to. That's true. Balls of Steel to my email.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That's the first time my individual email got a nomination. It wasn't the actual email content. It was just the email giving me trouble. That was it. All right, Charlie, before we get the call, I got one more here that I'll get to. Clay, this is a good acknowledgement. Balls of Steel to Vanderbilt football and Coach Derek Mason for getting off the deck and beating Missouri. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
That is absolutely right. Oh, Charlie, one more. Balls of Steel to Derek Mason in that fiery post-game interview. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Oh, no, Charlie, I lied to you. I've got
Bills,
one.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Yeah, he just hit it anyways. Tony says, Balls of Steel to Jeremy Pruitt for showing enough restraint to not twist Jarrett Garantano's face mask completely around. Oh, that's the best one yet. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
That's the best one, right? I'm retweeting that just. Now, I'm retweeting this just to see if I can fish out some SJWs. Yeah, that's. I'm hoping to get a nice snowflake response on that one. Black, what's up?
Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, first off, you misrepresented the story with Urban Meyer. what happened was he was being interviewed by Colin Cowherd, and Colin Cowherd asked him, as you said, about Lincoln Riley, and he told him that, like, that was the big boy job right there, and that, you know, it should, that, you know, you look at that. And Colin Cowherd asked him if he had been contacted. Urban said no. He said, but if you have been contacted, if they do contact you, would you sit with it, at least consider it for a couple of days? Urban Meyer said, oh, yeah, I would think about it for a couple of days. He said, that's the one, like the Yankees, like this, that, and the third. So he didn't say it. You worded it as if he said he'd take the job, which he, I really would love to see him do so. I want to see him. I really want to see what his maximum capabilities is. That's why I say I want to see him go to USD. But if he tried the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know. If he did it, we would have to really go ahead and weigh the whole greatest coach ever thing on its own merits. Because if you look at what he did in the period of time he did it, I mean, you think about his career, the worst bowl game that he went to after Bowling Green was the Gator Bowl. And I think he lost, that's the only game he lost to Michigan. He lost to Michigan. That was Lloyd Carr's last year. That was the lowest bowl game of his career. I think he only lost like two or three of them in his entire career. So if he went to the Cowboys, I would like to see it. But he didn't say that. He said that he would think about it for a couple of days. That was, he said yes to the question as it was asked. Would he consider it for a couple of days at minimum if it was asked for him? But that interview was also interesting, which segues well into my conversation, because they asked him about Jim Harbaugh, man. And Urban Meyer, see, when Jim Harbaugh made that comment about Urban Meyer doing the Big Ten channel, Big Ten meetings, I didn't say anything. I didn't even respond to it because I knew what it was. He was trying to deflect the questions that he was receiving about getting his ass handed to him, about eating Urban Meyer's ass for 4 years, and he just hated it. So he came up with a diversionary discussion about what followed Urban Meyer and what didn't. Well, let me tell you what didn't. What didn't follow him was losing big games. Because that's something he didn't do. And I don't want to hear nothing about it. I heard what Dan said, you know, and about how these young kids and how they could have folded. Well, they did fold, because the name of the game is you were up in the red zone, and actually you got a penalty, so you got about five or six shots at that end zone. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. And because your little guy coughed up the ball, that's on him, dude. You had, like I said, there was a penalty or two up in there. So you got to, if my memory recalls correct, you got at least six shots at it. But don't get it twisted, though. Don't go blaming the refs. And for your weak-ass, sissy-ass coach to go up in there and start doing it again, that's all he does. And that's what Michigan fans do. They want to go blame the refs. So we realized 5 years ago that the refs hate Michigan. So you need to execute perfect. But what it is, listen, you all have officially been introduced to, you know, why am I coming? Well, because I'm an idiot. That's what it is. Because what it is I've been saying from the jump that Michigan was a low second to top third tier team. They're not elite team. They're absolutely not. There's nothing elite about them. And I give them and the thing about it is you can tell by their standards. They're looking for ways. They accept anything. Look, you had one object this season, and that was to win it all, okay? Not just make it, because it wasn't enough when Sparty made it to the playoffs. They lost to Alabama, but that was still a joke. You all had to make it to the playoffs, beat Ohio State, win games. But listen, you failed everything before you got there. So – you all have proven who you are. Your coach has proven who you are. He proved that he is who I said he was. So what else must we say? Stop with all the excuses. You know what? They won't stop with all the excuses. But I just want you all to realize what it is I've been saying for the longest time, man. They move this. They have no standards. They have no dignity. And they look for any out, they take it. Men don't do that. Men don't do that, man. We hope if we fall short, we say we fell short and we move forward, man. But like I say, Michigan is a joke. Congratulations to Penn State. And I agree with you. I saw the same things in Wisconsin in the Northwestern game that gave me pause. Because if you look at that game, actually go to the Sparty game. Sparty held Jonathan Taylor under 80 yards. You know, so if you watch the details and watch games, it's truth being told in all of them. And that's it, man. I don't want to take up too much time. But like I said, Michigan is a joke, and I just want the world to know, like, they're a second-tier team. They are not elite. They got an elite name, but they don't play an elite game, and their coach is a bitch at best, you know. And that's it. Be good.
We beat your asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.
Keep your nominations coming in. We'll get to them after this first break in hour number three. Gog and Cold Hall, Wilco Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to the Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The fire department's been dispatched to this crash here in the construction zone on 440 eastbound between West End and Hillsborough Pike. Again, that's 440 going eastbound. Moving that earlier wreck at Murfreesboro Pike at Forest View. Traffic still bumper to bumper, 65 south there at Trinity Lane. Still not too bad coming in from Dixon County on 40 east up through Kingston Springs. Hey, celebrate autumn this year at Ober Gatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through October 28th, check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
I want you to listen really close to a message from the folks at ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis. Your credit reports are your financial report card. A good credit report is necessary to get a mortgage, car loan, and credit cards. Even getting rental housing insurance or a job is dependent on your credit report. Here's what blows me away. 40 million consumers have an error on their credit report, and 2 million of those are so serious they're likely being overcharged for mortgages, credit card debts, auto loans, insurance policies, and other financial obligations. If you want to know more about your credit report, I want you to contact Bill Kalutis at ShieldLawGroup.com or call Bill at 615-742-8020. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA football. It's a heavyweight showdown from Happy Valley as the 7th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions host the 16th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Tiki Barber and me for all the action as these two Big Ten powerhouses collide. Can Sean Clifford and Penn State remain perfect on the year, or will Shea Patterson and Michigan earn a tough road victory? It's Penn State and Michigan. If it's college football, it's right here.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Mostly cloudy for this morning, an afternoon high of 77. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Same for overnight, though cloudy with a low of 50. Tuesday, tomorrow, sunny with a high of 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
His body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
This is Lieutenant Commander Worf of the USS Enterprise. This is Bill's No Balls of Steel.
Plug away. Commitments is 2 months out or less. And we want you there. Anybody you want to bring, we want them there too. Now, the actual commitment show is on the 18th of December. That's a Wednesday. December 18th. And we'll feed you there at the Omni. Yeah, we'll be at the Omni doing the show. Bar Lines is the location on the 18th. From 6 until 11. It's a 5-hour show. And Music City Todd will have a massive breakfast buffet out there for you. What does that cost you? Let me think. How much should we charge for that? How about nothing? Yeah, it's free. It's on the house. Music City Todd facilitated that for us. It's on the house. Sit there, enjoy the show. This is a celebration about the fans now. Come on by. Now, for those of you coming in from out of town, which quite a few of you did last year, check in on the 17th, the day before. And what we'll do is we've got you a special rate that's a price that you would never come close to getting at the Omni. It's $169, I believe, is the rate. Again, that's stealing. It's so cheap. That is absolutely stealing. That is facilitated by Music City Todd. That night on the 17th, the eve of Commitmas, up in the Bill King Suite, you are all invited. We have a big cocktail party, and it lasts as long as it lasts. However long you guys want to mingle and meet and greet and all that kind of stuff, bring anybody you want. Do you need a ticket to get in there? Do you need an invite? Do you need to be told by somebody that you're... No. Just come. Just come on by. And to get the special rate at the Omni, you cannot call the Omni and say, I need the special rate. You got to use this link. And if you go to the top of my Twitter, Bill is King, you'll see it pinned. It's at the very top of my Twitter feed. Stays at the top. It's called pinned, right? Pinning. And click that link, and that'll get you to the rate. Now, for those of you who say, Bill, I'm not on social media, email me, and I'll send you the link. BillisKing7@gmail.com. Yeah, if you're not on Twitter and you need the link, just email me, and I'll zap it right back to you. BillisKing7@gmail.com. Balls of Steel nominations this hour. Let me get one in here, Crazy Charlie, and then we'll take a call. Gator Mike, Bill, Balls of Steel to my Gators who just keep on winning and looking better every week. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Jeff in the Borough, what's up?
What's going on, Bill?
So did you make it down to that monsoon there in Athens?
No, Bill, but we shouldn't have made the trip. I know, just like Tennessee shouldn't make the trip to Tuscaloosa, shouldn't they? Shouldn't have made that trip down there, shouldn't they?
Well, you're down there in the Borough, so you can get to Athens a lot quicker than most of us can.
Bill, I had some things to do on Friday night, but I'll just say this, Bill. Kentucky tried to play the best they could in the rainstorm. It was 0-0 at half. You probably were shocked. You probably were watching Tennessee and Alabama. That was after the Georgia.
No, I had them all on. I was watching the game. Now, I'll tell you this. Lynn Bowden was as good an athlete as anybody on the field.
Well, you should already know it, Bill. You shouldn't have to look at him as quarterback and say he's not a good athlete. But I didn't want to say, Bill, that guy was talking about Michigan a minute ago. You remember when Michigan played Army earlier in the season? Everybody thought Army was so good. You remember that?
I do recall, yes.
Well, what's happened to Army, Bill? They can't beat West Kentucky, and now they can't beat Georgia State. Okay, Georgia State 28, Army 21.
Well, Georgia State beat Tennessee, man. They're good.
Yeah, but Georgia State's 5-2, and West Kentucky is also. And they're 4-0 in the Conference USA. So what's happened to Army, Bill? They're 3-4. Okay, is Mr. Munkin on the hot seat at Army? What's going on? I mean, are they gonna scrap that 15-man option back there to see who can run the football? And that's what they're gonna do.
Who won that Oakland Riverdale game?
Oakland won 31-14, and Bill, they didn't have a running clock this time. Oakland had to play 48 minutes. They turned the ball over two times, which people were shocked at that. And they also had eight penalties. That quarterback from Indiana threw one in the concession stand. Intentional grounding. He didn't know what he was doing. And then they also had two penalties for illegal substitution. They had 12 men on the field, so they can't count to 11 over at Oakland. They think 13 men are going to be on the field to play against Riverdale, I guess, because they got to have 13 out there.
So you don't like Oakland?
Oh, no, I went to Riverdale.
I didn't know that. I didn't know the politics of that.
And the thing about it is, Bill, is they talked to Creasy at halftime, and he said some of his kids weren't ready for the moment. He said it was embarrassing how they played in the first half. It was embarrassing, he said. So he better be glad he wasn't playing Maryville or Diamond Bennett Friday night, because he'd probably got beat if he played like that with eight penalties and two turnovers. So, I mean, he better be lucky he was playing somebody like Riverdale or somebody that's not as good. Riverdale's pretty good, but they're not as good as Oakland is. But, you know, we'll wait and see when if they do play Maryville, it would be in the semifinals, and it'd be at Maryville this time. They wouldn't be playing here in Murfreesboro, so we have to wait and see on that if they do. But, you know, it was a good game. Riverdale played them as tough as they could. Like I said, they didn't have a running clock. The other seven games this year, they've had a running clock, the mercy rule in Tennessee when you get up 35, you know. But Riverdale played them tough. I thought played pretty good. Of course, when Riverdale's on TV, Bill, they have to show Kelly Holcomb's face on there. He's the offensive coordinator at Riverdale, so they show his face about 15 times. It's not like nobody knows who Kelly Holcomb is, but nonetheless, but you know, and all that. But no, Bill, what you think about that 0-0 at halftime? I know Kentucky, Georgia only had one legitimate drive all night. The other two, you know, Duffy shanks a punt and they go 39 yards, and the other one they turned it over and scored. So. But and everything, and I did like Mason's little rant at the end of the game because somebody at WNSR last year said that Mason should have got out and took the Colorado job. So I guess Vanderbilt played pretty good. I guess they'll be where they need to be. And also, Bill, how's Tua's ankle this morning, Bill? I guess he's gonna miss the Arkansas game. Think he'll miss the LSU game?
No.
So. But that star got a little rough. And Bill, I guess if you had a kid playing, I guess it wouldn't matter if the coach tore his helmet off. I guess it'd be all right, wouldn't it? If he tore his helmet off.
Well, that's not what happened though. He gently tugged on his helmet.
Well, Woody Hayes did the same thing with somebody's face mask and punched a player, and the next day or two he got fired. So didn't he? You can't do that stuff anymore, and you know it.
Well, he just did it.
But you can't pull on somebody's face mask and do all that business anymore. Now Woody Hayes and Barry Bryant and them could have done it. But
well, let me ask you this: Is Jeremy Pruitt about to get fired over that? No.
Well, he probably won't. But you know, he's 2-5 right now, so I don't know what the deal is there. But you know, and everything. But you know, and all that. But and then did you think Tennessee was going to win that game Saturday night, Bill? When it was 28-13, they heading on the 1 yard line. As a great play call by Chaney, Garantano drops the ball and guy returns it for 100 yards.
No, actually, Garantano went rogue and didn't run the play. He was supposed to run to the left.
Well,
he actually took the game into his own hands and did not obey the play call.
Well, they play South Carolina this week, Bill. Can they beat South Carolina?
Probably not.
Well, and also, Bill, one final thing, Kentucky's schedule, they have 4 of their next 5 at home. The only place they travel to is Vanderbilt. They got Missouri this weekend. Did you give Kentucky a chance to beat Missouri? It's in Lexington, though, so I don't know.
Probably not. No, Missouri's mad now. It's basketball season, too. Kentucky's
well, it's
quit.
True, yeah. Bill. But also, one final thing, Bill. Eastern Michigan beat Illinois. Kentucky beats Eastern Michigan. So what is that? What does that make Kentucky?
It means Kentucky's better than Wisconsin.
What does that make you, Bill? So did Lovie Smith save his job beating Wisconsin?
I don't think his job was in jeopardy.
I thought he was on the hot seat before the season started. So is he not on the hot seat anymore?
I don't think so.
We'll holler at you, Bill, if Tennessee wants to.
I see it, Jim. What do you mean you can't do that anymore? Jeremy Pruitt just did it. He's not in any trouble. I applaud him. So Jeff in the borough is now the president of the snowflakes of the borough. Is that what we just heard there? That's what I think I heard. Charlie, one more nominee. I know we got to get to the bottom of that. This is a no balls. Bubby says, Bill, I need a no balls of steel to the morons in the stands in Athens, Georgia that audibly booed the dogs play calling Saturday night. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
Yeah, boy, they were booing constantly in that game, particularly the first 2.5 quarters or so. All right, bottom of the hour, coming right back. Goggin, Cold Hall, Wilco Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Good morning. Finally looking better here where we had that accident earlier. 440 eastbound before you get to Hillsboro Pike in this crazy construction zone out here. Rain making its way closer to our area coming in from Jackson, Tennessee. Be careful this morning a little bit later on when that rain really gets here. Dickerson Pike at East Trinity Lane that crashes in its clearing stages. Smashville Moving Company is Middle Tennessee's new moving company. Check them out at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Life is all about perfect pairings. Sweet and salty, naughty and nice, hot and cold. Well, add Instant and Jackpot to the list because that's what you'll get when you add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash play. Quick Cash is a simple way to turn one game into two. With Quick Cash, you'll have a chance to win up to $500 instantly right there at the register. Plus, you'll still have a chance to win the Tennessee Cash drawing later. Get the best of both worlds and get twice the fun. It's Quick Cash with Tennessee Cash. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Powerball is throwing the ultimate party, and one lucky winner is going to win $1 million. Introducing Powerball's New Year's Rockin' VIP experience. You and a guest could take the trip of a lifetime to New York City, packed with exclusive access to the biggest events in town. Plus, you'll receive an entry for a chance to become the first Powerball millionaire of 2020. Announced live on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. The only way to win is to play Powerball, so get your ticket today. Brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. Visit TNLottery.com for details. Please play responsibly.
Innsworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade coeducational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at innsworth.com to learn more.
Dan Gare's Classic Southern Cooking in Nashville reminds us that early detection is the key to preventing breast cancer. Although the risk for breast cancer increases with age, all women are at risk. If you're over 40, have an annual mammogram. Under 40, have one every 3 years. This message courtesy of Dan Robinson of Dan Gare's Classic Southern Cooking in Nashville, where they invite you in for the finest Southern cooking. Stop by 538 Lafayette Street in Nashville for fast and friendly service and bring the whole family to Dan Gare's Classic Southern Cooking. Call 615-256-8501. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here? There's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
No balls of steel.
Got a bunch of them, but let me get one in before I get the call. This is Balls of Steel. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, to Will Muschamp, looking like a drowned rat, wearing his glasses at the end of his nose, and showing a high level of indignation when being asked about the officials Saturday night. He didn't want to be fined. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Well, Muschamp, obviously, his eyesight with age, mine the same way. Now, I'm facing to a computer for the X number of years and everything else, so that's why mine are going bad, but. Yeah, why is he wearing his glasses at the end of his nose like that, though? Well, the reason why he does it is because up close he needs to be able to use them, but distance he doesn't need them. So you can look over them that way. That's a bad look for Muschamp. Not that he cares. I'm sure he doesn't care. He was really ticked about the officiating there. We can all vouch for that. Cosby Cattleman.
Bonjour, Monsieur King. Another Monday, another cattle call, another beatdown on the third Saturday in October. Hey, Bill, one thing on Muschamp, you know that guy, he's millionaires. I wonder if that guy's a candidate for LASIK. Everybody's talking about his glasses. I mean, what do you think? I'd go see if I could get some LASIK.
Couple thousand bucks, they'll do it without insurance. It's not that easy. Yeah. I think it's only a couple thousand. I would need it because now I don't need it. I don't need glasses unless I'm reading up close. But I'm just petrified of cutting on my eyes. That scares me.
Well, some people I don't think are candidates for it either, but
yeah,
everybody wants to talk about that. It's kind of funny what things people gravitate to, but I'd say he's got the money to do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bill, let's get going here. Start off with Kiffin from Friday night. Did you see they find him $5,000 on a tweet?
I saw that. He's people been talking about that this morning. They're happy. They're happy. I mean, they're glad he tweeted it and said it was well worth it.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's the first, Bill. I wonder if that's the first time. You know, all these conferences have rules. Don't criticize officiating. And we talk all the time about the way people get in trouble with Twitter. You think that's the first fine for a Twitter post?
I don't.
In the history of
well, for a Twitter post.
I've never heard of it before.
Probably for a Twitter post. I'm thinking it might be. Yeah.
And that kind of circles back to the point I always make. That's the reason these ADs don't like Kiffin's. They don't like his Twitter account. Sounds like the conference office doesn't either.
Yeah, but you know what? He got out of it what he wanted. He's
yeah, but you know, all these conferences, they have these rules. The coaches can't criticize officiating. Why the hell is that rule in place? I mean, you know, if you have a bad, you know, if you disagree with some calls and a reporter asks you about it in the post-game press conference, why do all these conferences muzzle their coaches? I've never understood that.
It's a lack of solidarity.
Tennessee, 13 penalties in Tuscaloosa. Speaking of Kiffin, in 2009, Mount Cody game, and Tennessee had 13 penalties this Saturday.
You think that's the number they planned on pregame? Think Birmingham said hit him with 13.
They need to get the conference office out of Birmingham first thing, Bill. They need to get the conference office right there in Nashville or Atlanta. Join the modern age, get out of the stone age. But I tell you what, Bill, let's go ahead and get into that. I was watching Pruitt's coach's show, and, you know, Alabama's just got more players. We're in club Gitmo. Jerry Garantano, you know, that guy. But I'll tell you what, Bill, Pruitt made a pretty good comment, I thought. Alabama, for the first time in probably a long time, probably since the Kiffin game, Kiffin won that game. He got hosed. Mount Cody game, what a bunch of crap. Pruitt said Alabama, for the first time in probably 10 years, knew they were in a football game with Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee was pretty physical in that football game, Bill. That Tennessee offensive line's coming together all of a sudden.
Now, what's being said up there? I agree. That there's a lot of talent on that offensive line. But what's being said about Garantano going rogue on that play call? Which is what he did.
Once again, the mob and the snowflakes want to talk about Pruitt yanking on a face. Hell, leave the dude alone. Let him. He loves his players. He's not trying to hurt Garantano.
So even in Knoxville, you got snowflakes in Knoxville talking about this,
well,
too?
John Adams has been writing about it a little bit. He kind of piled on a little bit. But, hell, go look at Lou Holtz. I mean, I know it's a few years back now, but look at Lou Holtz if you want to see somebody tugging on a face mask. Pruitt loves his players. I don't know. He might not love J.G.
No, J.G. ain't coming back. Matter of fact, we may not see him anymore, quarterback.
Well, we might need to send somebody down to the Knoxville Greyhound bus station to see if he's sitting down there with a one-way ticket to Rutgers right now. If they didn't need him, I'd say that's where he'd be.
One-way ticket to Rutgers, ouch.
I mean, you know the thing that's crazy about Geronimo, Bill, is it's like you can't stand him, but you need him at the same time, because if Maurer's back in the concussion protocol after that hit, God, well, that was an ugly one, apparently this J.T. Stroud can't even wipe his own butt. He's been over there 2 years from California. You're stuck with the guy. I wonder if Tennessee's got a wide receiver that can play. Hell, put Juwan Jennings at quarterback.
Juwan Jennings played quarterback in high school. I don't know how well he can throw it, but he can run it.
Kentucky's got – I mean, I know that guy didn't do anything for him last week. He came back to earth, but Kentucky's got some mileage playing receivers at quarterback, as we well know.
Right.
Well, Bill, I mean, I tell you what, man. We just sitting here looking at it. My guy Kiffin lost a tough one there. That was a bad beat. I thought he had the game, and the last play went against him there. This Alabama deal just getting – this South Carolina game probably – you know, you say this week after week, yeah, that South Carolina game, this game coming up this week, is probably the biggest game in Pruitt's young coaching career.
South Carolina game has gotten Randy Sanders, Philip Fulmer, and Butch Jones all go after the South Carolina game, right? I believe.
And Johnny Majors.
Johnny Majors also, wow.
Let me ask you this, B. I'll get out of your way.
Yeah.
Okay, Tennessee's got 5 losses now, right? And 6 teams.
Two and five, yeah.
Yeah, and another thing I don't agree with is 6-6 teams going to bowl games. Then I'm an 18 playoff guy, but 6-6 gets you to bowl games. Okay, can he come? Can he somehow? I mean, they're playing pretty well all of a sudden. You don't know about their quarterback situation. I mean, I'd say, even with a loss to South Carolina, could he run the table from there? Get to 6-6.
I don't think they could beat Missouri.
Well, Missouri, Peabody got him last week, made him look pretty bad. It looks like Derek Dooley finally showed up.
Yeah, the Dewlander orchestrated that one, didn't he?
I'm just saying, I think, you know, Pruitt really, you know, I don't know how you go into year three on the recruiting trail at 5-7 and get any traction. Maybe you do, but if you could get to 6-6, go to the Liebaum Bowl or, you know, something like that, Pruitt might make it.
What about the Pat Dooley Bowl? Which one is that?
One of those years, Fulmer cracked the bed, and Fatmer had to go down there and play in the swamp. Remember that when they were redoing the Gator Bowl?
Yeah.
Old Fatmer.
You think he'd like that?
Fatmer's even made money for Jacksonville and Gainesville, too. All right, Bill. Okay, one last thing for you, Bill. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year. I'm going to be in Lexington all week. I'm going to be at Keeneland 3 days, and then here comes the Breeders' Cup. So I'll give you a call from the Bluegrass probably Wednesday. I'll call you tomorrow, but I'll give you a call from Kentucky on Wednesday. Drinking that bourbon, probably put the nickel down for a few days, maybe pick up the Maker's Mark.
See? Woodford Reserve. Get the good stuff. Yeah, that's the good stuff. Got a nomination. This is a good one. I should have mentioned this prior, and I didn't. Nick says, Bill, Balls of Steel to Casey O'Brien, Minnesota holder, and four-time cancer survivor, getting his first game action. Absolutely, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, that was a very touching moment. He and Fleck said they're hugging. And Fleck was more emotional than I think Casey O'Brien was. Yeah, that was a heck of a moment right there. Absolutely. I don't know why I hadn't thought of that yet. That was a pretty cool moment on Saturday. Amongst everybody, whether it was the snowflakes complaining about Jeremy Pruitt or whether it was everybody in arms about the officiating. That seemed to be the theme on Saturday. Everybody, man. Everybody. Soul Street Coffee's got a nomination, soulstreetcoffee.com. That is the presenter of Kevin Hagan on Wednesday. And, of course, first question for Kevin on Wednesday will be, what's the update on Tua a couple days after surgery? Like minute by minute, what's the update? I'll have to ask. Delicious coffee and tea, Soul Street Coffee. No balls, he says, to Ole Miss head coach Matt Luke and Rich Rod for mishandling the quarterback position. Instead of worrying about the he-gone gateway next year, you might want to win some games this year. Losing to the Aggies this year in Oxford was an embarrassment. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
The freshman kid for Ole Miss is my guy. I go with him over Matt Corral. John Rhys Plumlee is a really good-looking young quarterback. You can build around him. I'm a big fan of his. West Coast Sooner has a nomination. No balls to the Dewlander for killing the Missouri offense at Peabody. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
He's got another one, too. No balls to Kevin Sumlin for sucking the life from Khalil Tate. Yeah, where's Khalil Tate? What's up with that? No balls.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Nick says balls of steel to Kiffin for tweeting a blind ref's photo at Conference USA and getting fined $5,000. Oh, we love baby Kiff. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. One more tweet before the break. Lawrence says, Bill, the actual physical action of a coach, Pruitt, etc., is not the issue for me as much as the fact a coach leader of an entire program lost their composure. Want to lead? Make millions, be in the spotlight. Don't lose your composure, my opinion. Oh, look, I've seen lots of opinions both ways. I've seen former players, big name players, saying you do that when you're on my team, you go rogue like Garantano and you're going to get your AZZ kicked. I've heard others, Marcus Spears, say he didn't like it, didn't like what Pruitt did. So there's no consensus here. I'm okay with it. If that's my son, I'm okay with it. I'm totally good with it. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Call that number anytime. Got a busy week, too, man. Real busy week. Whatever your issue might be, whether it's just a quarterly spray, which is something you all need to be on a quarterly spray regimen, or whether it's something bigger like termites or brown recluse spiders, whether it's, let's say, fungus on the wood under the house, any number of things, ants, whether it's ants, whether they're in your house, there's the big ant hills outside, you need that taken care of. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. You're going to like the pricing. You're going to like the customer service on top of that. Give that number a call anytime. Okay, break time. One more. More nominations. Here on this Monday edition, the Wilco location, Gog and Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Finally looking better here where we had that accident earlier. 440 eastbound before you get to Hillsboro Pike in this crazy construction zone out here. Rain making its way closer to our area coming in from Jackson, Tennessee. Be careful this morning a little bit later on when that rain really gets here. Dickerson Pike at East Trinity Lane that crashes in its clearing stages. Smashville Moving Company is Middle Tennessee's new moving company. Check them out at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of InsBank. For over 17 years, InsBank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. InsBank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders, a place where clients' best interests come first, a place where you have access to local decision makers, and a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InsBankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know InsBank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
And I'm Craig Light.
And I'm Greg Pogue, and we're inviting you to join us every Saturday morning at 8 for the 8th season of Prep Football Talk right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
That's right. Every Saturday morning, we'll get you caught on the action from the previous Friday night game.
And interview one of the top football prospects in the Mid-State and their head coach.
Plus, we'll take a trip down memory lane with our Prep Football Legend of the Week.
Prep Football Talk is brought to you by Freeman Webb, Nissan of Cool Springs, U.S. Army, Sam's Place and Sports Grills, Long's Insurance, and Speedway Motors.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Mostly cloudy for this morning, an afternoon high of 77. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Same for overnight, though cloudy with a low of 50. Tuesday, tomorrow, sunny with a high of 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
Yeah, this video, I forgot about this one too. Should have been brought up by the host, me, before it's been brought up. Definitely no balls of steel to Arkansas. Did you see their attempt at the fake punt? The pass was a two-handed chest pass, which was picked by Auburn. Maybe the worst fake punt visually, aesthetically, that I've ever seen in my life. I don't have any idea. Chad Morris is a good coach. I don't know what's going on. He probably has no players, I'm sure. Well, not probably. He has no players. But, boy, that was about as bad as I've seen. So, Crazy Charlie, no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Just awful, awful, awful. One of the worst I've seen. Just business. Bill, did you see Jalen Hurts after the win by Bama over Tennessee? Yeah, he did the cigar thing. He was in a car. It was a video that was out. Yes, I saw that. He was enjoying a stogie or whatever that was. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, if Cosby's going to Louisville, then he needs to get better than Woodford Reserve. Tell him to get a Blanton's on the rocks. It's smooth and delish. I've never had that. Got a no balls here. Peter, Bill, another week goes by and another no balls of steel for the Cuse offensive line. Can't even bust a half a grape. No balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Just saying. Gary Joe Collins, balls of steel to Cosby Cattleman. Contributing to the Kentucky economy by gambling on the ponies, buying bourbon, and taking part in the debauchery of Cleveland, or that should be Keeneland, this weekend. Balls of steel, Cosby Cattleman.
Bill's balls of steel.
He's heading that way. Did you see this? We have a nomination, but Andrew Booth. Now, there was a fight in the Clemson-Louisville game, and Booth was the brief winner. He was on top of this kid, punching him. Now, he's punching him in the face with a helmet and face mask, so I've never understood that. But I guess when you're mad, you're not thinking about that. So he got kicked out of the game. Dabo Sweeney said that Booth rode back to Clemson 450 miles on the manager's bus. The rest of the team flew home. Yeah, he was told, get on the manager's bus. You're not flying back with us. Karen in the Woodland says, balls of steel to Dabo. Player having to take the long road home. Balls of steel, Crazy Charlie.
Bill's balls of steel.
Yeah, that's a different one there. Josh in London. Bill, Pappy Van Winkle is the best bourbon out there. It's well worth the $125 a glass. Never had that either. Of course, I'm never out anywhere. How am I supposed to have that? Yeah, I'm never. All I do is the show. I mean, just I do the show. That's it. Don't go anywhere. Just do the show. I don't know. Maybe next year. Maybe we change things up. Maybe next year we take the show out on Saturdays. Maybe we go campus to campus on Saturdays. Meaning just one campus. Now I have to figure that out because I don't want to miss the games. But how could we combine the two? Maybe we do that. Maybe we pull up out of Wilco a couple times next year. Maybe. Tomorrow, guesting is as listed. We've got Gator Dave coming up. Nice win for them over the Gamecocks. That was a tough guy football game now. That was a hard football game. Well coached by the Gators. No, a lot of people complaining about the officiating. Nice win by Gators, regardless of what issues people have there. We also have in Charles Arbuckle. Buck will be with us. And I believe that is, oh, no Griff. No Griff tomorrow. So those two will be with us. Buck and also Gator Dave. I'm working on a couple of others too. We'll see. We'll see how it happens. Jai says, Bill, you got to come to C-Bus for the TT. No, 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 no. Got to remember, that day we're at the Omni. That day's a no-go. That's the Music City Todd get-together at Bar Lines for that game. Yeah, we're always in town when it comes to that game. I don't know, unless Music City Todd wants to hit the road with us. Maybe we can work that out. Maybe Todd says, let's take the whole thing on the road. I don't know. But for right now, we'll be at the Omni. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter, at BillisKing. Good guesting tomorrow. And, of course, Wednesday, we've got Kevin Hagan and also Josh Newberg. I'll be around on Twitter all day. At BillisKing on Twitter. Lodge Bob.
We think y'all have some boy. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man. Woo!